This podcast is brought to you by Money Control.
Hello and welcome to this edition of Taking Stock powered by Money Control. Well, my name is Shatish Jananda and today I'm going to take you through all the factors as well as stocks which move the markets on Monday, that is 28th of September. Well, there were no Monday blues for sure on D Street as bulls remained in control. In fact, the momentum helped the Sensex to close just a shade below 38,000, while the Nifty 50 reclaimed 11,200 levels. Now, if you look at the final tally on D Street, then Sensex rose 592 points to close at 37,981, while the Nifty 50 was up 177 points to close at 11,227. Now, investors' wealth rose by nearly 3 lakh crores. That's what the data showed. In fact, the average market capitalization of BSE listed companies rose from 152.28 lakh crores recorded on September 25th to 155.10 lakh crores as on September 28th. Now, positive global cues and expectation of further stimulus measures from the government kept the investor sentiment upbeat. Now, in fact, if you look at in terms of sectors, the action was seen in the power, banks, public sector, auto and realty space, while some profit taking was visible in the IT space as well. Now, on the broader markets front, the mid-cap index rose 2.6%, while the small-cap index closed with gains of 2.5%. Now, top Nifty gainers include names like Axis Bank, Bajaj Finance and IndusInd Bank. Top Nifty losers include names like Nestle India, Wipro and HUL. Now, in terms of stocks and sectors, well, sectorally, the power index rose 3.4%, followed by the BSE banking index, which was up 3.3%, and the public sector index was up 3%. Now, volume spike of more than 100% was seen in stocks like Jubilant Foodworks, TVS Motor and PVR. Long buildup was seen in stocks like MFSL, Escorts and Bajaj Auto. Now, more than 100 stocks on the BSE hit a fresh 52-week high. That includes names like IndiaMART, Intermesh, InfoEdge, Jubilant Foodworks and Apollo Hospitals. Now, let's also look at how Nifty is placed in terms of technicals. Well, Nifty formed a longer bullish candle on the daily charts and reclaimed 50 days exponential moving average. Now, the Nifty has started to form a higher top and higher bottom on lower time frame charts and witnessed a good bounce of around about 500 points from the lower levels in the last two trading sessions. Now, mechanical indicators like RSI has given a bullish crossover along with confirmation for the negation of lower top and lower bottoms on the daily price charts. Now, as long as Nifty holds above 11,111 levels to witness a further up move towards 11,333 and then towards 11,450. On the downside, major supports is seen at 11,000 and then towards 10,880. That's what Chandan Tapari of Motilal Oswal Financial Services Limited said. Well, thanks a lot for tuning into this edition of Taking Stock, but do stay logged on to moneycontrol.com for more on news, business and economy.
The views and investment tips expressed by investment experts on moneycontrol.com are their own and not that of the website or its management. Moneycontrol.com advises users to check with certified experts before taking any investment decisions.